Hello, it's on this day. Happy Monday, everyone. It's the 4th of May, and we're going to talk about two Liverpool games and a birthday that are all relevant to the 4th of May in Liverpool's history. For the last game, we're not going to do it. We're going to do it slightly different. So for the first two parts of this, I've got Neil Atkinson and Adam Melia. And then for the first time, we're going to speak to an opposition fan because they were much more interesting what was going on with them that day. So we're going to see how that works. So yeah, we'll all see how it goes. Hey, we're all risking this together, ladies and gentlemen. but first of all, I'm on safer ground there with Adam and Neil to talk about a big game that happened just last year. So we've all got pretty good memories of this one. It's Newcastle 2, Liverpool 3. Adam, how many years did it take off you?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I watched this one in my house because I had a family member that had just come out of hospital, and so I was trying to like not be too mad, not drink, all that sort of thing, and yeah, I think I didn't have a drink until after the final whistle, but then I had lots because because I needed to go. I think I went and sat in the garden actually.
I watched
sat on the ground in the garden.
I watched it in is it Punch Tommy's? Is it called?
Oh, yeah,
It was Liverpool Sound City, which is a big music festival in Liverpool that takes place. Well, nothing takes place anymore. but when we were allowed outside, took place. It was meant to be this weekend, actually. Again, funny that, isn't it? It's Van der Baltic area anyway, so I was looking for someone to nip out, but unfortunately so was everyone else at Sound City, and it was far too busy to a point where that was stressing me out as well. Like, you know, getting to the bar, you always felt like you were in someone's way, and then you're watching the most stressful game of all time. Where did you watch it, Neil?
I watched it in McCartney's, of all places, on Hanover Street.
Oh, that was quieter.
And it was bananas because it was really difficult to find somewhere to watch it, like you're sort of saying, John. I mean, Punch Tommy's is enormous. They say, and listen, this may not be verified, but if you walk from one end of Punch Tommy's to the other, it's Allerton to Seaforth.
Yeah, apparently nobody's ever found the end of the pub.
No. It is a remarkable boozer, Punch Tommy's. Really is. It was, it was built by borrowers. It took years for them to pull it out the bag, but they did it, and now they're coining it in. Well, they're not now, unfortunately. Hopefully those borrowers are on furlough. But town was bedlam. There's lots of bits of this. It was a Saturday kickoff, but it was 7:45 at night. And it's harder to watch the game in town than it should be anyway, as a rule, as I think we've all discussed in the past on one show or another. But Tam was absolute bedlam.